The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's Daf Lamed Ches, is sponsored by Reb Leslie Kimmel, the Ilui Nishmas, Rus Bas Rab Avram Kimmel Oleh HaShalom.
In the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches, it's Mevurel that if a person, a Shomer, is watching a pikadon, and the pikadon is starting to rot, Yoise Mechdech Yisroinon, the item is starting to disappear more than the usual amount that it rots, then everybody is maskim, everybody agrees that the Shomer has an achrayus, the Shomer has a responsibility to go take the pikadon, to go take the chefetz, and moichon bebezdin bibneshu kemeshiv aveda lebailim, that he should take this item, sell it in Bezdin, because he's mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he's preventing this chefetz, this pikadon, from being completely lost. This halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, Simon Reit Sadi Beis, Seif Tezayin, whether a shomer who's watching a chefetz, and he sees that the pikadon is rotting away, yayin vehichmit, the wine is getting sour, or the dvash, the honey, is getting spoiled, then oise takana lebala pikadon, he has a responsibility. If ain baile ba'ir, if he's not around, obviously if the owner is around, then it's the owner's responsibility, but if the owner is not around, the shomer has responsibility to go and sell it in Bezdin. And the Shulchan Aruch continues that not only if you see a chefetz, the pikadon is rotting away, but also hamafkit chametz etzel chaveroi, if somebody is watching chametz for his friend. V'igia Pesach, and Pesach is coming around, hareza le'iga bo'at shoach hamishis b'yom yudalit. But mikan ve'elach, after shoach hamishis, when afterwards it's going to become aser b'hano, so it's like it's rotting away, he's not going to be able to use it anymore. Yoitzer u'moicher bashuk l'shaitoi, b'bnei ha'shovas aveda le'bailin. So the shomer is mechuyev to go and sell this chametz to a goy, so that at least he can save this chametz from becoming asur b'ano after Pesach, or during Pesach. Shaila is asked, that what if the shomer did not go and sell it? If the shomer was supposed to sell it, but he decided not to. He was pesheya, he was negligent, and he did not sell the item, or he did not sell the chametz. Is he chayef to pay? Is that considered a pshia in the shmira, and he's chayef to pay the value to the balabayis, or not? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach Tov Mem Gimel in Arachayim Paskins in Sifkot in Hay Venira the Hanifkid chayef l'shalim d'mei apikodim l'mafkid, that the Nifkid, if he decides not to sell the chametz by Shoach Hamishis and it becomes Osur Ba'ano, and obviously the chametz is not around anymore. If the chametz is around and it's chametz shavah of a Pesach, which is also ba'ano, so technically the shomer can tell the bailim, areish el cholofanecho, take your chametz, I didn't do anything. But after all, the chametz is not around because the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Tov Mem Gimel v'im loy machoy, if the shomer did not go and sell it at shoach hamishis, chayev levaroi bizmani suroi, afilom einoi chayev bachayusoi, he has a chiyuv to destroy it, to burn it, because a shomer is mechuyev to burn the chametz, even if it's not in his bachayis, it doesn't belong to him, he's mechuyev to burn it. So this shomer went ahead, after he did not sell the chametz, he missed the opportunity to sell the chametz, and he went ahead, and he burnt the chametz, and now comes after Pesach, the Bailim tells him, where is my chametz? He says, I don't have it, I burnt it, why didn't you sell it? So now the shaila is he mechuyev to pay the owner or not? So the Magen Avraham paskins that since he did not sell it at the proper time, he's considered a pesheya and he's mechuyev to pay for the value of the chametz to the baal ha-pikadon, to the owner. What's his raya? The hashay mechinam shay yochel lahatzil b'roim uvemakleis v'lehitzil chayev hachanami havelei lemoichay koydin zman isura. His raya is because we find the halachin Chayshin Mishpat, that a shemechinam, even if one is only a shemechinam, if he sees that wild animals are starting to attack the pikadon, he's watching a sheep, and wild animals are starting to attack, so he can't just say, okay, I'm not doing anything, I'm not poshe, I'm not doing anything, and let it get devoured by the wolves. But he's mechuyev lahatzil b'roim uvemaklois. A shemechinam is supposed to try and save this pikadon from getting destroyed. And if he doesn't save the pikadon from getting destroyed, and he could have saved it, it's considered a pshia, says the Magen Avraham. So we see clearly that even if you don't do anything, and even if you're not causing the pshia by being negligent, but just by the fact that you're not going to save something, you're already chayev as a shemechinam, that's considered a pshia. So too, says the Magen Avraham by Hilchos Pesach, the fact that you did not go and sell it, that's like you did not go and save this chametz from being destroyed. It's like the sheep that you did not go and try and save it from the wild animals, b'roim of a maklois, that is considered a maisa pshia, and you're going to be chayev to pay the owner, and that's the way the Magen Avraham paskens in Tof Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Hey. Many achronim argue on the Magen Avraham, and amongst the rayas, amongst the reasons they give, is given, for example, by the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says there's a big difference, there's a chilek between the case of the shomer shehayachayev lishmor b'royim uvemaklois, a shomer that has to protect the sheep and go and save it from the wild animals, and if he doesn't, that's a pshia, and the case of selling it. And the difference is as follows. He says a shomer's responsibility is to watch it, to be shomer it, to protect it. If you're not watching it, that is a maisa pshia. Pshia yochayev by shomechinam, you're negligent, you're chayev to pay. Therefore, if the sheep you don't go protect from the wild animals, you don't try and scare away the wild animals, even though if you did not cause the actual pshia to happen, by the fact that you did not go and protect it, that is a maisa pshia and yochayev. Masha'in came to sell a chayfet, to go and take the item of the owner and to get rid of it, that's not a maisa shmira. I'm not watching it. I'm protecting the owner by selling his chayfets. But by selling the chayfets, I'm moitzit mishusoy. I'm getting rid of it, of the chayfets from the owner's mishus. That's not part of my shmira. Shmira means to watch it, to protect it, not to get rid of it and to sell it. Selling it is already being moitzit mishus. In such a case, that's not part of the chiyuv of Shmira. It's a new halacha of Meshav Aved. If you look in the Gemara Dav Lamed Ches, the Gemara doesn't say, Yuchayev bibnei shuhu kipshia, because if you don't sell it, you're negligent. The Gemara says, because bibnei shuhu kipmeshav Aved lebailim, because you're doing a mitzvah of Ashavas Aved. Do we ever find, if you don't do the mitzvah of Ashavas Aved, Yuchayev to pay? Surely not. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the fact that you did not sell it is not a maisa pshia. It's not lacking in the shmira. You did not go and sell it to somebody else. That's not part of the maisa shmira. Shmira means to watch the chayfets, not to get rid of the chayfets. And therefore, it's not lacking in the shmira. Rather, it's a lacking in Ashavas Aveda, and for that you're not chayef to pay. According to the svar of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it would be an interesting shaila that if you make somebody a shliach to sell something for you, for example, you have a lottery ticket that has to be redeemed. So you go over to a person, you tell him, do me a favor, watch my lottery ticket, and if I win, I want you to redeem it within the latter time, because if you don't redeem it within the latter time, then I'm not going to be able to get the money of the lottery ticket, or I cannot get the value of the chayfets. Or you give somebody a check, and you tell him, listen, watch my check, and I want you to cash it in the proper time. So in such a case, he made him a shomer not just to watch it, but he made a person a shomer in order to sell it. Selling it is part of the chiyuv shmira. I told you to watch it and to sell it. So there, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav would agree that if the shomer did not sell it in its right time, and because of that you lost the value of the check, and you are a shomer, and a shomer is chayev, big rama, a shomer is chayev, even if he did not cause it, just the fact that it got lost, or the fact that the value was lost, the shomer is chayev. In such a case, the shomer would be chayev if he did not sell it, because I specifically made you a shomer in order to sell it, and everybody, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, would agree that that is part of the Chiyuv Shmira. I saw a svara brought down by the Pischei Choshen, Rabbi Yaakov Loin in Sefer, and he wants to say that maybe Bizman Azen Mechiras Chometz, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, would agree that the Magen Avraham might be right. And the reason is because today's Mechiras Chometz, even though you're technically selling it, but you're not moitzi it milshusai. You're not really getting rid of it. You're not physically handing over the chametz and selling it and giving it to a guy. Where does the Shulchan Aruch Rav say that it's not part of the shmira to sell it? That's where I'm no more a shomer and I'm getting rid of it. Mashenkin over here, even though I'm selling it, the mehilchas mechira, it's considered a mechira, but it's not considered really moitzi milshusai, at least physically, it's not leaving the reshus of the shomer. And maybe that's part of the Hilchus Shmira to go and make the Mechira La'akum in order to save this Chametz. Chok Yaakov, on the Shaila, he wants to say, and there might be a difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socha. And he wants to say that perhaps a Shomer Chinam, if he does not sell it, he's Taka. He has to sell it. If he does not sell it, he's Potter. A Shomer Socha, if he does not sell it, if you get paid to watch it, and you don't go and sell it in the proper time, and because of that, the Bailim loses out on the Pikadoin, a Shemesacha would be Chayiv. What would be the difference between a Shemechinam and a Shemesacha? And I believe the Svara is very basic, very poshut. A Shemechinam has a Chiyuv to watch it. Shemechinam has to watch it. A Shemesacha gets paid not just to watch it, but he accepts upon himself a certain amount of Achrayus. He accepts upon himself a certain amount of responsibility to return the item. Not just a Maisa Shmira, not just to watch it. It's also that I accept upon myself that I'm going to return this item, and therefore if it got stolen, I will give you back the Chafetz. Because when I took an item and I get paid to watch it, it's a form of responsibility. I'm guaranteeing you that if it gets stolen, I'm going to return it. If the Shomer Socha has besides a Chiyuv just to watch it, also has a separate chiyuv achrayus as well, that a chiyuv to responsibility to return it back to the original owner, then I can hear a svara, part of the chiyuv achrayus is to make sure that it doesn't get lost. You're right. Mehilcha shmira, you only have to watch it, selling it, being moitzi milshus, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is right, it's not part of the hilcha shmira. But perhaps part of the chiyuv achrayus is to make sure that it's protected. And if it's not protected, I'm responsible. Part of the protection of the chafetz is selling it when it's starting to rot away, or selling the chametz in its right time. And therefore, a Shomer Socha, the Chag Yaakov says, a Shomer Socha would be chayiv if he did not sell it. A Shomer Socha chinam would be potter. Halach lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Tof Mem Gimel Sif Katan Yud Beis that both Saya Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socha, both of them would be potur if you did not sell it. In other words, if the chametz goes unsold, then both the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Socha would be potur from paying back the original owner. Because even though they're chayiv to sell it, or if the peiros rot away, and you see that they're rotting away like in our Gemara, you're mechuyiv to sell it, mipnei shu kemeshev aveda lebailim, it's not more than a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. It's not part of the chiyuvim of a shomer mehilchay shomrim, and therefore, or it's a chiyuv of hilchay shomrim, but it's not part of the responsibility of hilchay shomrim, and therefore you would not have to pay tashlumin, you would not have to pay the owner mehilchay shomer, there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, and nothing more, and halacha lemaaseh, if you did not sell it, then you'd be potter to pay the original bailim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.